This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on September 29, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
We'll now turn to item number six on our agenda, which is presidential public financing legislative recommendations. The information, the agenda document is number 16-46-A, which was submitted by Commissioner Ravel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. I've put this recommendation on the agenda for discussion purposes only because I understand we have a normal process for legislative recommendations, and it seems to me that this would not, you know, go outside that normal process, but that because the issue of public financing in the presidential program we know is so outdated, and in this particular election has been a really good example of that, since none of the major candidates are utilizing this, nor have they for some time. It seems to me that it's appropriate for us to think about this issue, and I'm open to any other suggestions or thoughts about this. But I'm very interested in us pursuing this when the time comes for our legislative recommendations. I've done a little background, or actually my staff, of course, has done a little background on this. And every single year from 1977 until 2005, the Commission has made recommendations to Congress about the public financing program, and I really do think that it's worth doing so again. As I said, it's out of date, and part of the reason that it's out of date is for some of the reasons that I've described in the memo, but also because, as we have just been talking about technology, things have changed significantly in the way people are able to obtain campaign contributions. And the use of technology for getting lots of small donors is really different now than it was at the time that this program was contemplated. And yet the important purposes of the voluntary public financing remain. And I just want to quote to you, I mean, this is a program that we are invested with the role of administering, and the Supreme Court has said that the purposes of this financing program are to facilitate and enlarge public discussion and participation in the electoral process, goals vital to a self-governing people, eliminate the improper influence of large private contributions, and relieve major party presidential candidates from the rigors of soliciting private contributions. As we know, it encourages more people, to participate in the political process, and it also provides incentives for candidates to reach out to a much broader base of donors in order to receive support. So I have already made the recommendations about the specific items, and if there's any questions about it, I'm happy to answer them, but this is really just for either notification or discussion. Thank you.
Is there any discussion on that? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just full of compliments today. I want to compliment my colleague on putting together this nice package. I am particularly I think one of the best aspects of this is a really intriguing and innovative suggestion that came from a suggestion from Tony Corrado, Michael Melvin, Tom Mann, and Norm Ornstein about permitting national parties to make unlimited coordinated expenditures with participating candidates, provided that the parties use funds raised from a pool of contributions from small donors, small donations. And it is I think that is a great tool for both empowering political parties, something that some of my colleagues talk about a great deal as a goal of theirs, as well as encouraging parties to reach out more to small donors. I remember after BICRA passed, a lot of people said, oh my God, the parties are never going to be able to raise money under all these limits, and because they had real incentive under BICRA to do it, they ended up raising in the next cycle just as much money, if not more, by expanding their donor base and reaching out more to small donors. So this was a great incentive to, the law became a great incentive to the parties to really do more outreach, and that helps to strengthen the parties because it gives them not only more donors, but it gives them more grassroots activists. So I think that is a particularly interesting idea and a smart one. And I look forward to further discussions on this.
Yeah. All right.
Is there any further discussion? Oh, Commissioner Rao.
Let me just add, I appreciate the compliment and the compliments to those four gentlemen who came up with this idea, because I, too, have always been concerned about the problems that the parties have discussed in the age of independent expenditures. And that's one of the main reasons for this public financing program, and to kind of counterbalance that. And it's more important now than it ever was. And it's important not only for individual candidates, but for the parties as well. Also, and I know there's been criticism in the press apparently about this being a big giveaway, but actually we have to remember that the money for this comes from individuals who voluntarily contribute this money. It is not tax money, really. It is a voluntary contribution. In fact, on our website, right now, when we speak of this program, we talk about, see if I can find this, what it says about it. That Congress left the single most important decision to you, the taxpayer. You decide whether you want $3 of your tax to be used for the presidential public funding program. So it's hardly a giveaway of public funds.
Is there any other further discussion on this matter? All right. Well, wait. It's an important reminder that that process is just right around the corner when we assemble our legislative recommendations. I certainly look forward to working with all our colleagues and putting that package together.
You.